Hi, I'm Julie Appleby with Kaiser Health News. Today we're checking in with Nancy Andaparo, Director of the White House Office of Health Reform. President Obama has been encouraging Congress to move ahead on health care overhaul, but he's sort of held himself somewhat above the fray. Some senators, including Chris Dodd, said they want the White House to be more involved. At what point do you think President Obama will become more actively engaged in trying to use his popularity and authority to get a bill passed?
Well, he has been doing that. I don't know if you noticed, a couple of weeks ago, he had a meeting with the House chairs and Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Hoyer. He held a meeting with a number of leading industry, healthcare industry stakeholders, where they pledged to do their part to reduce healthcare costs over the next 10 years. He had a meeting with executives and CEOs about prevention and wellness and the things we can do there to lower healthcare costs. So his voice is definitely being heard in this debate, and Speaker Pelosi concluded their meeting by announcing that the House will have the health care bill on the floor and voted out of the House by July 31st. So they're hearing from him very strongly that this is health care reform that will lower cost and cover all Americans and protect people's choice of doctors and plans. Cannot wait, will not wait, and must not wait another year, and it's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Do you think, would the president be willing to accept a scaled-back package that set up some health insurance exchanges, expanded Medicaid, and reduced the number of uninsured by, say, you know, half? It may not be going as far as he'd like, but do you think he would accept a scaled-down package like that?
I don't think there's any reason to even be thinking about that, and I haven't given it a moment's thought. I mean, I'm working on a daily basis with three committees in the House and two in the Senate, and they're all very much on a track to do exactly what the president's asked them to do and to mark up bills that are very similar to the plan that he articulated during the campaign.
And it looks like they're on track. They keep saying that they're on track to get this done.
I think they are.
Now, Congress, they're also batting around some cost control measures as part of its discussion, but they're also considering a number of other ways to pay for health reform, including tax increases. Do you think the president would sign a bill for health reform if it relied mainly on new taxes to finance it?
No.
What is he looking for?
I haven't had that discussion with him, but I would just say that we propose in our budget $634 billion reserve fund that was divided about equally between Medicare savings proposals, Medicare and Medicaid, but primarily Medicare, and some new revenues. And we've been working with the Congress to identify other sources of Medicare and Medicaid savings and other sources of revenues, and we've been having those discussions with them. So, again, I don't believe that a bill like the one you described is going to be presented to the president. I believe that the bill that will be presented to him will be fully financed and will be evenly divided probably between savings in the Medicare and Medicaid programs and some sources of revenue such as the ones that he's identified.
One of the things that's come up is the tax treatment of health benefits that employees now get. That's one of the things that they're discussing. It's not in a bill yet, obviously, because that's not out there yet, but it's being discussed. Labor unions have historically been a strong proponent of health reform, but they're really opposed to this idea of changing the tax treatment. If the health benefits tax is on the table, is there anything in it for unions and workers? Why would they support a plan that talks about changing the tax treatment of health benefits?
Well, it's way too early to be. I mean, the financing discussion has only just begun, and as you point out, in the Senate Financing Committee, they had a walkthrough last week of a number of different proposals. I bet there's probably 100 different things on the table there. Modifications to the tax treatment of employer-sponsored health benefits was just one of the 100 options that were on the table. The president made it clear during the campaign that he has serious concerns about taxing health care benefits and that he's deeply skeptical of, you know, any reform that taxes benefits because he believes that health reform should build on the existing employer-based health care system.
What specific elements are needed in a health reform proposal that would persuade Republicans to back it as well as being a proposal that's acceptable to the Democrats? Are there some specifics you think need to be in there to get both parties to agree to this?
Well, you know what I've been very interested to see this year, and I've been here about 7 weeks, and I've spent probably half my time on the Hill meeting with members, and both Republican and Democratic, and it's been really heartwarming to see the support for the president's principles, and every single office I go in, whether it's Republican or Democratic, they're talking about the struggles that American families are having and that businesses are having in affording health care, and just the need to do something about lowering health care costs and the need to get everybody covered. So there's a lot of agreement on the principles. So I think, honestly, that's what people need to see, is that the bill provides affordable, quality health care coverage and lowers costs for all Americans. I think that's what they're looking to see. I'm really optimistic that we're going to have Republican support for this plan. The president would love to have bipartisan support, and he's working to get that.
Now, business leaders 15 years ago, some of the business groups were some of the main opponents to health reform. Where do the employer groups stand today?
In a very different place. And I just got off the phone with a CEO of a Fortune 50 company who told me he was working to get his trade association to support an individual responsibility requirement and an employer responsibility requirement, and that we just have to get this done. And that's been repeated over and over again. I've been with the Business Council, I've been at the Chamber of Commerce, I've been at the Business Roundtable, and in every one of those settings, you know, there is an agreement on every aspect of this, but there's a broad agreement that we need to address these problems now. And in fact, at the Business Council, which is a group of the leading CEOs of leading companies, I think it's the companies with the 200 companies with the largest market cap in the country, they've done a poll that they announced a couple of weeks ago that for the first time in 10 years, I think, they had a question about health care reform and, you know, do the benefits outweigh the risks? And by a large percentage, the CEOs said yes, and that's definitely what I'm hearing.
Single-payer advocates say that they're pretty angry, that they feel that their views are not part of the debate. Are you trying to win them over, and how are you trying to do that?
Well, I do think their views are part of the debate, and in fact, I've been out to a number of the White House forums on health care reform that we had starting in mid-March and going through April around the country, Burlington, Vermont, Greensboro, North Carolina, Des Moines, Iowa, and in those, there were, as at the White House, there were advocates of the single-payer approach in the audience, asking questions, you know, debating, talking to others. In Connecticut, two weekends ago, there were a number of them in the audience. So I do think their views are being heard. How do I hope to win them over? Well, you know, I think they heard for 2 years from our president about the reasons why he believes that it's best to build on our current employer-based system, and that's the focus of our efforts right now, and I think they know that. But I welcome their input and their thinking about this. You know, they've been very helpful.
Do you think a bill will reach President Obama's desk by October 15th, by Christmas? When do you think that'll happen?
I think by Thanksgiving.
By Thanksgiving. Okay. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us this morning. So thanks very much, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future.